Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee by Dee Brown.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
The Introduction. Since the exploratory journey of Lewis and Clark to the Pacific coast early in the 19th century, the number of published accounts describing the opening of the American West has risen into the thousands. The greatest concentration of recorded experience and observation came out of the 30-year span between 1860 and 1890. The period covered by this book, it was an incredible era of violence, greed, audacity, sentimentality, undirected exuberance, and an almost reverential attitude toward the ideal of personal freedom for those who already had it. During that time, the culture and civilization of the American Indian was destroyed. And out of that time came virtually all the great myths of the American West. Tales of fur traders, mountain men, steamboat pilots, gold seekers, gamblers, gunmen, cavalrymen, cowboys, harlots, missionaries, schoolmoms, and homesteaders. Only occasionally was the voice of an Indian heard. And then, more often than not, it was recorded by the pen of a white man. The Indian was the dark menace of the myths.